Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's top NFL prospects, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P. Earlier, we just had Matt Davis, the SMU quarterback, and if you're not aware, news broke today that he is declaring for the NFL draft. He had a medical hardship, got hurt at the beginning of the year, but he was denied an extra year of eligibility. But now he's to the next level, and a lot of interest from NFL teams, so that's something you got to pay close attention to. Remember, Trevor Siemian, Northwestern quarterback, seventh round draft pick by the Broncos, and he got hurt his final year at Northwestern, and lo and behold, kind of an off the radar guy, but just kind of shows you how much the Broncos liked Trevor Siemian, and that could be the case with Matt Davis as well. I mean, a very dual athletic kid, just a good quarterback, but like he said on the show, he's a quarterback first, he just happens to be athletic, and I agree with him too. I mean, he does a lot of those things that you want from your quarterback. He can look off his first receiver. I think he reads the defense. Spread offense kid. He'll just have to learn to get under center a little bit more at the next level. But like I said, a kid to be excited about. And today we're going to be joined with Western Carolina safety Fred Payne. And was watching his highlights. I think it was a six-some minute highlight show. I think it was a minute 48 in. I already seen him. It seemed like he already had 14 interceptions. I was like, Jesus, this guy a playmaker or what? So I was excited to get him on just to find out, what makes this kid tick and how he's able to kind of make the plays he makes from the secondary position. But it's very clear, at least on tape, that he can really read and diagnose plays. He gets a great jump on the ball. And like I said, he's pretty fluid in and out of his cuts, to kind of stick in a mirror with receivers when he's in coverage. So excited to kind of talk to him and find out what he brings to this next level. We're going to have Josh Harvey Carson on at 4, and then we're going to have Jamari Sprinkle on at 4:30. So a great day of shows, like I said, lining up here on the C2P. And we always encourage all you guys, if you're missing any of these shows in their entirety, you catch them late, you can always go to iTunes and hit Players Platform Show, or you can go to Blog Talk Radio, just simply type in the name you're looking for. And like I said, in Blog Talk, and like I said, the show will pop up on the Players Platform Show or the NFL Draft Blast. A lot of good things underway. But with that said, Fred, we appreciate you taking some time today. Can you believe your time as a collegiate guy has kind of come and gone, and now you're looking to get yourself to the next level?
Yes, sir, man. Just preparing for what's ahead. I mean, just closing the end of another great chapter and about to begin another chapter and a great future to start.
Nice. And for you, I mean, kind of how do you get lost in the shuffle? I mean, because I'm watching your tape, yesterday, last night, and I'm like, this kid's just a true playmaker. I mean, obviously the skill set is there in you. I mean, leaving high school, I mean, under-recruited, Brad Graves, I mean, kind of what was the deal?
I mean, injuries, man, that takes part. You hear a lot of great athletes who got amazing stories and the things they had to overcome, but injuries, man, they take place. I was a highly recruited guy coming out of high school. I ended up breaking my elbow going into my senior year playing basketball, and it kind of hindered me a little bit. It put me on a pedestal of falling back. I wasn't able to hit all the big-time camps like the Nike, the Rivals. So, it kind of put me in a slower process, so it kind of took me off the radar as far as the other guys who was also getting recruited. And I told anyone whoever take a chance on me, they'll be getting a great player.
Well, I tell you what, you did not lie. Prior to you just coming on, I was telling the listeners out there, I'm like a minute and a half into the 6-minute video, and I'm like, I texted Adrian Ross, the representative. I was like, hey, I go, is it me, or does this guy already have like 9 interceptions? It seemed like every play you were picking off a pass, and you kind of took for granted that you're a defensive back doing this. What was your career total in interceptions?
I dropped a lot of them, man. I used to take my off the ball, trying to run with it before I had it, just trying to make a play. And that's one thing I've been working on this offseason, just make sure I catch the ball before I run. So I've been doing a lot of ball skills because I'm not letting no more get away from me.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Fred Payne, the standout DB here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. And if you miss any of the show, again, it's always available at iTunes and Blog Talk. For you, I mean, when do you kind of get the mindset and the idea that, you know, that this college journey, when it ends, that you have a legit shot at getting yourself in the pros? Because you know as well as anybody, that's probably the goal for everybody that suits up on Saturday. But how do you kind of know that Sunday is a realistic chance?
You got to speak it into existence. You got to believe it also and put in the work and the time. And see, I was fortunate enough to become a ball boy at an early age for the Atlanta Falcons in high school. So I kind of learned the ropes of how hard you got to work and what it takes and what you got to do day in and day out to take care of your body as far as eating right, make sure you get enough sleep, and also make sure you getting to maximize your effort every day as far as your performance. So, I mean, I kind of had an edge as far as other athletes as being a ball boy and kind of seeing the inside ropes, but it's just your mindset. You got to be confident. You got to be around good people, powerful people, man, who can teach you some things through experience as far as, like, with wisdom. And that's one thing I always had in my support system. I always had good people who surrounded me with positivity who allowed me to reach my potential just with the thoughts I had in my mind and the vision that I saw. Because I wrote my goals down, and it was one of my goals, and now it's just a step in front of me of reaching my goal, and now I just got to go take it, being an underdog or not.
Definitely, yeah. And coming from Western Carolina, I'm curious, pro day type stuff, where are you going to kind of get your foot in the door at?
Yes, sir. My pro day's March 27. We're going to be doing it at Appalachian State. They invited
nice.
Me to their pro day, and so, yes, sir, I'm ready to go showcase my talents and let them know that it's a place where I belong, that I can fit in with the rest of the guys, and I also want to stand out as well.
Definitely. And I know you want to destroy the whole thing and knock every event out of the ballpark, but, I mean, is there one particular drill where you're going to, like, man, I'm going to kind of be at the top of the charts on this one?
Yes, sir. I want to showcase my speed, man, because I'm kind of the scouts kind of got me in that bubble as if this guy, can he run or not, or is his speed up to par, can play in this league, and that's what I want to show guys that I'm able to play in this league and let them know that my speed's there and that I do have the ball skills to make plays.
Yeah, definitely. They can't argue the ball skills. I think that's evident on the tape, and then they put the clock to you, and then they'll kind of get the idea of what kind of speed you're burning off. How many teams you think you've spoke to, or how many teams you think have kind of asked about you so far?
I kind of spoke with a few teams. I think there's a couple teams that who don't really know about me. I mean, it's hard to say. I've heard from a few teams, like three or four teams, like with the AFC, but you never know, man, how this game works. I mean, I'm just excited and grateful for the opportunity. I just want to catch one scout's eye, one organization, and let them know that they're going to get a great player, a consistent player who will come in and work every day.
Definitely, and it's kind of ironic you said you're an Atlanta Falcons ball boy. I remember we had D'Angelo Hall on, going back to the process. He said that every single team, the one team that basically showed no interest in him was the Atlanta Falcons. And lo and behold, on draft day, who ends up selecting him. So you're right. I mean, it could be the team talking to you the most where you're like, man, I got a good vibe from this guy, but it's the team on the outside that you have no contact with at all that kind of take notice of. So. It is. It's a game of chess, and obviously you're involved with it, and you're gonna know full-handed how all this stuff works by the time it ends. I'm curious because I see so many heights and different weights. I mean, what is your height and weight right now?
My height is 5'10" and 200. That's my current weight and that's my current height. 5'10" 200.
Nice. That's perfect size, man. That's perfect size, and you move pretty well for that size too. I mean, you're not some light bodied guy out there. I mean, you definitely bring some mojo to the position. Fred, I ask all the guys to come on the show. I mean, if we throw you in the film room, you're with some NFL scouts right now. They're breaking down the tape of what you do. I mean, what do you think they're going to fall in love with? What are those traits? And they're going to say, man, as a defensive back, these are what we love about you.
They're gonna love that they can move me around. That they're not just gonna be able to be like, all right, this guy can just only play one position. I mean, they'll look at my versatility and be like, man, we can plug this guy anywhere, any scheme that where we fit. I mean, because I'm just a football player. I want to play wherever needed, where we can win. And so they'll like that I can come in the box sometimes. They'll like that I can go out and cover receiver just to throw out some disguise. Because I mean, if you're one dimensional, I mean, pretty much teams will know what you're going to do before you even do it, just because they know your game. And so, I mean, I think being versatile, it allows me to let the coach open up his playbook and run different schemes with a guy like me, because I always play my game similar to Tyrann Mathieu, and that's the guy who I always looked up to, him and Sean Taylor. I mean, those are the guys who played the position well in their role, and those are the guys that I want to be like.
Definitely. Great response. And, Fred, on the other hand, I mean, what goes unnoticed that they can't see on tape? I mean, leadership qualities, game film study. You could be a weight room warrior. I mean, what are some of the high characteristics that scouts need to know about that they may not pick up on tape that helps you advance yourself?
That I'm a first-class guy. I mean, I lead by example. Like you said, I always been a natural-born leader, even coming through high school. I'd be the first one in class, first one in film. I might be the last one to leave. I mean, I put my time in. I mean, you got to make a lot of sacrifices. That's one thing I do. I mean, I'm always working hard. I don't never like to be outworked, and I'm always going to give my maximum effort. And once you do those things, I think everything else take care of itself and just doing the little things right, because my mom always told me, like, you don't want to be the only one who's done something right. The best people always bring others along, and that's something I always carry myself with. Like, I don't want to just be the best player. I want to make everybody else around me best. So that means that we all compete at a high level and make each other better day in and day out. And so that's one thing that always stuck with me, that I don't want to just make myself better. I want to make the whole organization better from inside out, even if I'm in the classroom or if I'm on a football field. I mean, I'm going to compete one way or another.
Excellent stuff. Great response, Fred. Great response. Once again, Western Carolina standout defensive back Fred Payne here on the C2P. Fred, we are almost out of time. I can't believe it. The show goes so quick. But before we let you go, we always like to throw some off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, any game day superstitions?
Not really, man. I don't know. I don't get caught up in the hype or everything. I just stay low. I keep an equal balance between everything. So I don't know. I probably haven't felt it yet, but once it gets here, I'll probably be a little jacked up about it.
Excellent. And female celebrities, if you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to have to join you for dinner?
That's a good question. If I could take anybody out, I want to take Jennifer Lopez. I've always been a fan of hers, man. I just love her. She's just beautiful, man. She take care of her body. She always working out. I see, and she got a beautiful voice. I love a singer. So I mean, she's just one woman. I wish I could take her out in her prime, and even now, because she's still looking good.
Yeah, she's a franchise pick. She's definitely a franchise Hall of Fame player without question. And then the final question for you, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and designs the cleats that you guys want sprayed on your shoes. So if you could have your cleats, your spikes, whatnot, with the theme, what would you want sprayed on there?
The theme, I have it as a lion or a bear, man, because I always see myself as like a beast. Or the king of the jungle. So I always want to see some type of wild animal, wildlife. I mean, because I was a city boy, and once I got to college up in Western Carolina in the mountains, it kind of turned my wild side out, because I started to see the nature a little bit. So it kind of brought the best out of me. So I'd go with a lion or a bear.
Excellent stuff, man. Fred, pleasure having you on, man. Like I said, saw that game tape, and I was just, man, I can't wait to get this kid on and find out what makes you tick, man. But, again, we appreciate your time. Best of luck at that App State Pro Day. And, again, a shout-out to App State for letting these kids come in, because I know sometimes it's hard for smaller guys to get their shot. But God bless App State for letting our guest today, Fred Payne, show his stuff on the 27th. But, hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
Yes, sir. I appreciate everything. I appreciate your time as well, and thank you for the opportunity.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Fred Payne here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.